Attention all Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio listeners. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast brings you the best in East Coast esoterica on the first of every month. Together, we can keep it growing by sharing the show on social media, subscribing to the show wherever you may be listening to it from, and by leaving feedback about your favorite episodes. John certainly needs a friend like you to help make his dreams come true, minus the alien abduction dreams. That is not cool at all. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Always available. Always free. Always odd.
C is for your claws so sharp to me. R is for reports we seldom see. Why do we ignore creatures of myth and lore? P is even more puzzling monsters we adore. T is for tales passed through the years. I is for icons of all our fears. D is for discovery of strange creatures in every country. It's the cryptid corner on Odd to Newfoundland.
Who's got a beard that's long and white? Santa's got a beard that's long and white. Who's got amazing powers that kind of scare me? Santa Claus got powers that kind of scare me. Ho, ho, ho. Is he a god? What the heck is going on? Santa's scary. Let's dissect him. It's the Cryptid Corner, folks. I'm so happy you guys are here. Obviously, I'm going to be dissecting Santa Claus. I mean, why not? In keeping with the season, why not dissect, delve deep into the abilities of one of the world's most famous characters? Here's one of the coolest things about Santa, though. He has some pretty crazy origins. Some people think he's based on St. Nicholas, you know, the patron saint of giving. He was also a protector of children back in the day. Other people also think he might be based on Odin, which is really, really interesting, from North mythology. And then, yet still, people think this being might actually be something completely different. Something that we manifested ourselves with our belief in kindness and purity. Oh, what a lovely thought this Christmas. Oh, who am I trying to kid? This guy's freaking terrifying. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a deep dive this year. That's right. We're talking all about Santa's powers. It's time somebody actually dissected those 9 superpowers that he clearly has. Well, the first one is omniscience. I mean, he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. And he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Santa's been keeping track of the behavior of children all around the world. And he's able to do it because he can see everywhere. Do you realize how much time it would take for him to go around the world, take note of every child, and write down whether they have been naughty or nice all year round? The guy's busy enough as it is. Why else do you think he outsources mall and department store appearances to actors wearing cheap beards? At the same time, he can send the elves out to spy on children as well. Another power of his is he's also the father of elves. Elves don't always, you know, blend in well, and it can be difficult to bail an elf out of jail for now and then. But, you know, when they've been arrested for breaking and entering, and while they're trying to see if little Susie's did her chores, like her mother asked her to, nah, simple fact is that Santa has the innate ability to see everything. All he has to do is think of a child, name, and he can see how, well, how they live their life. From there, he decides whether or not they're going on the naughty or nice list. Another incredibly long, powerful list. I like to think he's upgraded, though. It's probably not a paperless anymore. I like to think it's, he's probably got like a MacBook now. And if they need, you know, a little bit of reassurance here from everyone, you know, kind of makes you wonder whether he needs the list at all. But then I realized that just because he can see everywhere doesn't mean he can, you know, retain all that knowledge, which is why he has to write it down. He must have a warehouse full of file cabinets with all the records of all the kids who's ever lived. Santa also has another unique ability. He clearly has the ability to communicate with animals as well. There's one thing, you're driving a horse and buggy on the road, but this is Santa and his reindeer we're talking about. They're flying through the air and visiting almost every house in the world. Santa needs a lot more than a harness to point them and a whip. The explanation must be simple. He's able to be a communicator of animals. He has the ability. So he has omniscience, and he also has the ability to communicate with all forms of person and animal. Now, I should mention that Santa's reindeers are smarter than most of the animals on Earth. They're ancient and magical as well. And considering how powerful and intelligent Santa is, he probably genetically enhanced the reindeer, let's be honest. These enhancements not only give them the ability to fly, and in Rudolph's case, you know, made his nose glow, but also increased their intelligence significantly. The problem is that they still aren't able to speak any human language. It's a good thing Santa can speak the reindeer language, though. He just hooks them up and with a two-way headset, and he can give them directions from the sled with his own headset, just like pilots communicate with air traffic controllers. I mean, is there anything Santa can't do? He can see everything. He got omniscience, and he also communicates with animals, but we're far from over with this one. There's one power he has that's got to be a necessity, though, and that's the idea that he can alter time. Or maybe he's a time traveler. I'm not really sure, but this is the one power he has to have. Making toys and presents to deliver around the world, that's probably the easy part. But to do it all in one night? It just can't be done, unless you're bending time, and that's one thing that our bearded benefactor is great at, apparently. It's unclear whether Santa can travel backwards or forwards through time. I don't really think about it, you know, because it gives me the implication that Santa may have altered the past at some point, and, you know, changed the course of history. Like, Santa, could you please go back and stop Adolf Hitler, please? At the very least, we know that Santa can slow down time to a point where it pretty much almost stopped. Now, instead of having only 8 or 9 hours to deliver presents, he can take his time stopping at each house. This also allows him more time to enjoy the milk and cookies set out for him, which I happen to think are some kind of enchanted thing. I think that when he eats a cookie, he completely re-energizes himself. I don't know if you're like a Dragon Ball Z fan, but if you are, they're pretty much his senzu beans. If you don't know what that is, look it up. There is a drawback to this power, which, you know, I'll kind of mention later, but it works well enough that Santa is able to stop at every house on his route. By the time he gets back to the North Pole, Christmas morning has arrived, and he can take a well-deserved rest, knowing that every single present was delivered, and every child is very happy. In order to do all he has done, too, he also has to have the ability of, you know, creating universal portals. This is an interesting one. No trouble believing that Santa and his elves are making such a large quantity of toys year-round. It's no different than the corporations that chum out products in their factory day in and day out. The problem is that there's no way he can fit those presents into one sack, which means he has to have a creating universal portal, or a magic sack. It would take a city to fill all his deliveries. Now, most people are under the assumption that he has one of those bottomless sacks that are seen in video games and RPGs. You know, me, I have something a bit more scientific in mind. Portals! Santa not only needs to safely store the presents, but also have access to them. There you go. That's where the portals come in, baby. Santa just uses his powerful ability of opening the gateway to another, and well, yada bang, yada bang, the sack is full. Once there, he refers to his organization system and finds the presents he needs to deliver. Once he finds them, he stuffs them into his sack and comes back to our world to deliver said presents. He needs to be careful which universe he keeps the presents in, though, however. As we've seen in science fiction, many alternate universes contain alternate versions of us, which means that the Earth is just as crowded as there is can be. As we've seen in science fiction, many alternate universes contain alternate versions of us, which means that Earth is just a crowded version, okay, with multiple sources. It is what it is. Santa needs to be specifically very, very careful and find the universe that either abandoned or empty so that he can fill up as much space as needed. And he's going to need it because there's a lot of presents, man. Now we're getting to the good stuff because, you know, I think Santa Claus should be an Avenger. Actually, side note, he was in Marvel Comics and he's an amazing character and he's actually part of the Thor mythos. Jolnir. And it's really, really cool. Anyway, that's beside the point. Super strength, he's got it, even with the capability of creating portals. It's still a tedious process having to go through one time he lands at a new house, and that's why he needs the sack. And to save on time, he needs to fill it up to the brim. That's where the super strength comes in. Some of those presents can be very, very heavy, which is why it's a good thing Santa's stronger than normal. He's definitely stronger than human. Maybe he's not a Superman level strong, but, you know, he can carry all those toys during the night and not break a sweat. Plus, he's got, like, really, really heavy clothes on, so obviously he's not getting too warm. It's not just for toys, however. What happens if Santa's sleigh gets stuck while he's on Christmas Eve? Well, he miscalculates, you know, makes a mistake and then the sleigh overturns, he can't call a tow truck, obviously. They're not equipped to deal with frickin' flying sleighs and reindeer. Santa has to be able to fix the sleigh himself, which means, since he built the sleigh, he can break out his toolbox and fix any internal program the sleigh might have, any problem the sleigh might have. But thanks to his super strength, he can move the sleigh himself if it gets stuck or overturned, which I think is a really, really good point, which must happen multiple times. So, never mind. He, you know, another Avenger power. He got the power to shrink. The power is used for one purpose and only this purpose, and that's getting into the house. Santa's a very hefty man. Too many late night snacks, if you ask me, and milk and cookies. So it's doubtful that a normal sized fat man is capable of squeezing through a chimney. However, with the ability to decrease the size of his body, Santa can shrink down to a smaller size and jump down the chimney with ease. I should also mention that anything he touches also shrinks, so that sack he's holding just gets smaller and smaller. Once he's in the house, he grows back to regular size and sets the presents out. Also, if any of the houses he visits don't have chimneys, he just shrinks in and fits through the tiny crack between the house's front door and the ground. Problem solved. Wait, you ask. How does he get out of the house without anyone hearing him? Through a combination of two powers. He shrinks down again and uses his super strength power legs to jump through the chimney and back to the roof. If there's no chimney, he just shrinks down and goes outside and then jumps to the roof. Either way, he grows back to normal size, gets back in the sleigh, and continues his route. And this is all done very, very fast, I would imagine. Ah, this one is very interesting. The power presents a sinister side for Santa Claus, though. Things are about to get dark, folks. Let's talk about his mind control ability. You see, although Santa can slow down time, doing it for so long can wear him out. That's why occasionally during the night, he needs to bring time back to its regular progression. So when he delivers presents, there's a possibility that a child or adult will see him. That's where the mind control comes in. If he's spotted, he uses his power to convince the person they haven't seen a thing. Then when they wake up in the morning, they have no recollection of Santa ever coming to their house. Here's where it gets really freaky, though. All those elves that Santa has working for him, you think they're willingly working for him, or you think they might be slaves? In my opinion, Santa's been using his mind control powers to keep the elves in line and making toys all year round. That's so dark. I mean, by now, don't you think the elves would have asked us for salaries and work benefits, or at least created a workers' union? We the people. Unless the elves are a species from another planet that are eternally in debt to Santa for saving the world, I get the feeling they're being kept against their will. Could it be that he has the ability to control minds? Very, very interesting. Not only does he have a great big belly full of jelly, Santa also got a great big head full of brains. Planning for Christmas can be tricky, and with technology increasing at exponential rates, Santa needs to keep up with the times. Thankfully, his intelligence also allows him to come up with new ideas and inventions that make preparing for Christmas easier and easier. For instance, what if something happens to the reindeer? As a backup, Santa has built an engine that keeps the sleigh flying through the air. Also, as I mentioned earlier, he uses genetic modification to improve the reindeer, science that's still ahead of its time. Most importantly, however, is the camouflage machine that he created to hide the entire North Pole civilization. When we began to explore the North Pole early last century, Santa realized that he needed to do something to keep his workshop hidden from everyone. This camouflage machine not only keeps the workshop hidden from human eyes, but also keeps it shrouded from any detection device, such as radar or satellite. Free from prying eyes, Santa and elves can continue their work in peace, and he can keep coming up with ideas to make sure Christmas goes more smoothly the year after. And of course, the number one power Santa most definitely has, something that blows my mind, he's immortal. Santa Claus shares similar traits with many historical figures and characters, most notably Sinterklaas, St. Nicholas, Father Christmas, and even the Norse god Odin. Whether these individuals are all the same person is debatable, but even if we look at the history of Santa Claus as we know him today, we can see that he's been around for hundreds of years. Some might think the title of Santa Claus is passed down from generation to generation, but it's really just been the same guy delivering presents all these years. It's not clear when he started the tradition, but ever since then, he's been coming every Christmas Eve to deliver presents to everyone who've been out good during the year. With decades of experience under his belt, Santa Claus has his Christmas operation down to a fine art and science, and he'll continue to be one of the most important cultural figures in years to come. What does this mean? It means he's freaking invincible. He's immortal. He can't die. He cannot get old and die. He cannot die from disease. He's immortal. He'll be around forever. Guys, I hope you like this deep dive into Santa Claus's amazing abilities. Remember, guys, check out the rest of the episodes and have yourself a very safe and merry Christmas / holiday season /, you know, for all my atheist friends out there, presents for no reason, I guess. I don't know. What do you celebrate? What the heck is there to celebrate? Yeah. Throw on a sweater, boy, and get a present out of it. Remember, on Christmas Eve, something paranormal could be coming your way. Take care.